Blog Talk Radio.
Virginia. It's interesting how lately the news has been focusing on, quote, black children. And the latest, we have the woman that emotes so much that she's turning people off. Oprah is now comparing Trayvon Martin to Emmett Till, two different cases. Emmett Till case, kid from Chicago, was brutally murdered in 1955. And his white perpetrators, people involved in killing him, escaped justice, at least in this life. Trayvon Martin, we see a bogus nonprofit or a questionable nonprofit foundation being set up, what it looks like profiting from tragedy. And, of course, all this distortion about what this kid really was, even to the image that's floating all over the web and in the news, that this Trayvon in a hoodie is Trayvon when he was 14 years old. He was not killed. He did not die when he was 14. He died when he was nearly 18. And there is a YouTube picture of him and a Facebook picture of him that he put on himself on the web when he was 17 and a half. Or 17 before he died. These people are really getting tiresome. We have more important things to deal with in this economy and in this country and in the world. Among the other births today, Joseph Merrick. He was the Elephant Man. There was a movie put out by on this subject. I think it was John Hurt who played the role. Great John Houston. Was born in Nevada. His father was Walter Houston, who was born in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. John Houston was the great director, the father of Angelica. John Houston directed and produced many great films. Harold Holt, who was the Liberal Prime Minister of Australia during the 60s, supported the Vietnam War. He was also a scuba diver, and he mysteriously disappeared. He was supposed to be a very strong swimmer. I don't know if he sang or not. But he disappeared mysteriously when he was scuba diving, and his death has still never been thoroughly investigated or resolved how he died. A military man, Neil Armstrong, was born on this day. controversial lawyer in the Nixon administration, an attorney general who was involved in the Watergate scandal, Richard Kleindienst. Among the deaths on this date in 1900, the first black Roman Catholic bishop died. He was 80 years old. Marilyn Monroe died on this day. That a lot of controversy about her death, and it's quite interesting how she was used as a sex signal. And a lot of people have not aware that she made this movie. And here is some of the lines in that film, very short, where she treats men with respect and expects respect.
Good morning, Mr. Haskins. Spring has ordered supply calls twice. They wanted someone to pick up the pulse for safety, and I told him you would do it, Mr. Haskins.
I'm a reporter, not an errand boy. What's the matter with Irwin?
He went down to Sears to see about a double page for the monthly sales, Mr. Haskins.
Okay, I'll do it. How long do you have to work around here before you stop calling me Mr. Haskins?
I always treat men with respect, and they treat me with respect, Mr. Haskins.
Is that a proven theory or something you're just trying out?
That was a line from a film about, was very relevant, made during the late 40s, early 50s, one of Marilyn Monroe's first films, in which she plays a secretary at a small town newspaper, which was investigating pollution. Very interesting film. We have a clip on it on our YouTube site. Now, here's Marilyn singing Happy Birthday to President John Kennedy.
Happy for all the things you've done, the battles that you've won, the way you deal with your fears and your problems by the ten, we thank you so much.
Now, also on this day, of course, we mentioned John Huston, who was born on this day. He directed Richard Burton, who died on this day. And here is an excerpt from The Night of the Iguana. John Huston directed this film.
I remember during The Night of the Iguana bringing my assistant, Tommy Shaw, back from the location to Puerto Vallarta with a broken back. Our boat had too deep a draft to get in close to the beach. It was late at night and no canoes were about. A half dozen of the crew jumped overboard with the improvised stretcher, and standing on the sandy bottom, their heads below water, they held the stretcher up while Tommy was lowered into it. Then the disembodied forearms and hands carried him in. It was something out of Jean Cocteau. I remember my continuity girl on the African Queen.
Now, here's some great scenes from The Night of the Iguana. Here's Burton being directed by John Huston.
Mm-hmm.
with the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The sermon for today is taken from Proverbs, chapter 25, verse 28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. And I wonder, as we examine our hearts together in this place set aside for worship, how many of us here can say, I rule my own spirit? Or how weak is man? How often do we stray from the straight and narrow? For only when we abide in the Lord are we like cities without walls. Only then can we defend ourselves against Satan and his temptations. We cannot rule ourselves alone. God only is our help and our salvation.
All right. You know. That's why you're here. To see this city with its broken walls.
Whenever two or three are gathered together in my name is what the scripture says, but that's not why you're here. Let's change the words. Let's rewrite the order of the morning prayer. Whenever two or three or 20 or 30 or 200 or 300 are gathered together to make whispered comments, to sit in judgment upon the condition of a what? Yes, of a man of God. I said man of God, and I mean it. Just what you all know, that your pastor, your spiritual shepherd, is the descendant of a clergyman, the grandson of two bishops. But there were collateral branches to the family that went forth to brave dangers and who were scouts. Men with men's hearts, the wide and free hearts of men. They knew hunger and they fed their appetites. They fed their appetites. Appetites that I have inherited. I defy you. Shannon defies you. Get out your tomahawks. Get out your scalping knives. Sharp me your scalping knives. Scalp me. I will not and cannot continue to conduct services in praise and worship of this angry, petulant old man in whom you believe. You turn your back on the God of love and compassion and invented for yourself this cruel, senile delinquent who blames the world and all that he created for his own voice. Close your windows, close your doors, close your heart against the truth of our God.
That was one excerpt from Night of the Iguana, directed by the great John Huston. Here, and of course, Richard Burton had one of the richest voices, born in Wales. Here's some excerpts from his other movies.
Lord Gilbert, bear
Baron of England by the grace of His Majesty King Henry II, seized upon the person of a priest of the Holy Church, and unlawfully did hold him in custody. Furthermore, in the presence of Lord Gilbert, and by his command, his men seized upon this priest when he tried to escape, and put him to death. This is the sin of murder and sacrilege. In that, Lord Gilbert has rendered no act of contrition or repentance, and is at the moment at liberty in the land. We do here and now separate him from the precious body and blood of Christ, and from the society of all Christians. We exclude him from our Holy Mother Church and all her sacraments in heaven or on earth. We declare him excommunicate and anathema. We cast him into the outer darkness. We judge him damned with the devil and his fallen angels and all the reprobate to eternal fire and everlasting pain.
Excommunication. We don't hear those these days. That's the old Roman Catholic Church. Now, here's one more excerpt of Richard Burton with a magnificent voice.
I actually fell for him. It. That. There.
Martha's a romantic at heart.
That I am. I actually fell for him. And the match seemed practical, too. For a while, Daddy really thought that George had the stuff to take over when he was ready.
Wait a minute, Martha.
Tired. And we both thought that naturally...
Stop it, Martha.
What do you want?
I wouldn't go on with this if I were you.
No, you wouldn't, would you? Will you not?
You've already sprung a leak about you-know-what.
What? Why?
About the sprout, the little bugger, our son. If you start in on this other business, Martha, I warn you.
I stand warned.
Do we really have to go through all this?
So anyway, I married the SOB. I had it all planned out. First, he'd take over the history department. Then when Daddy retired, he'd take over the whole college, you know? That was the way it was supposed to be. Getting angry, baby, huh? That was the way it was supposed to be. All very simple. And Daddy thought it was a good idea, too, for a while. Until he started watching for a couple of years... Getting angrier? Until he watched for a couple of years and started thinking that maybe it wasn't such a good idea after all. That maybe Georgie boy didn't have the stuff. That maybe he didn't have it in him.
Stop it, Martha.
Like hell I will. You see, George didn't have much push. He wasn't particularly aggressive. In fact, he was sort of a flop. A great big fat flop.
Stop it, Martha.
I hope that was an empty bottle, George. You can't afford to waste good liquor. Not on your salary. Not on an associate professor's salary.
That was Elizabeth Burton to whom Richard Burton, Elizabeth Taylor to whom Richard Burton was married to, and I guess she was Mrs. Richard Burton or Mrs. Elizabeth Taylor Burton. Also on the stage at the Berlin Olympics, these were the last Olympics before World War II, and where Jesse Owens triumphed after winning in the Olympics track, he took the salute. And, of course, Hitler walked out and there other Nazi bigwigs. Here is Jesse Owens, who later became a Chicago alderman, incidentally.
Jesse, what was your biggest thrill in Germany?
Well, Phil, the biggest thrill in Germany was when I won the 100-yard dash and an American flag went up and they were playing the Star-Spangled Banner.
That was very copacetic. Now, how did you like the German meals?
Well, the German meals were all right, but it took too long to get them.
All right. Jesse, what is your immediate plan?
My immediate plan for the present time is that I'm going back...
Home?
I'm going back to the university to finish my year in college. I have another year, as you all know, and I want to get my degree in the end of June.
Will you turn professional?
Turn professional, I do not know. As I said before, I have another year in school, and I haven't any plans about turning professional whatsoever.
How are you going to pick him up? Quiet!
We're not taking him.
Jesse, what was your biggest thrill in Germany?
Well, my biggest thrill was when I won the 100-meter dash, an American flag went up, and they were playing the Star Spangled Banner. And we stood up there and salute, and it was really a marvelous sight.
That was very copacetic. Now, how did you like the German meals?
Well, the German meals were fine, but it took a little bit too long to get them.
That was one clip from Jesse Owens. It was also Ralph Metcalf, who also later, he was in the same Olympics as Jesse Owens. Ralph Metcalf also later became a Chicago alderman. Among the other deaths today, we have, one more death is the guy who invented the Honda Motor Company, Sucero Honda, and he started with this little motorcycle. I had one, the 250, and of course, the advertising line was, you meet the nicest people on a Honda, sometimes. He died at 80 years old, and of course, one of Japan's greatest post-war industrial success stories. Also on this day, Gilbert, an explorer, claimed Newfoundland, there people are called Newfies, as the first English colony in the New World. In 1771, Poland was carved up by Austria, Prussia, and Russia. In 1861, the United States Army banned flogging. The last major flogging was during the Mexican War, with the Irish Catholics who left the army, deserted the U.S. Army in the Mexican War, and went to fight for the Mexicans because they were fellow Catholics, and they were called the San Patricios. It's a great movie out on the subject, and of course there's a very brutal flogging scene. And in 1945, on this date, Hiroshima was hit with the atomic bomb. We do have an interview from a Japanese veterinarian who I interviewed when I was in Australia at a major international conference. When I was a correspondent, and we will play that Wednesday. It's about an eight-minute interview, one of 50 that I did at that time. Also, in 1981, and this is very relevant to anybody that flies, or is going to fly, or is thinking of flying, 1981, Reagan fired air traffic controllers and brought in Army traffic controllers to man the airports. And, of course, questions, we'll be bringing this up, some of the things that everybody who lives near an airport should ask and be aware of, such as how much time do you have to get off of a safely get off of a crashed or burning plane? Should you carry your pet on in cargo on with you when you travel, or send the pet by air cargo separately? There's a lot of questions. And who runs your local airport? Are drugs being smuggled in, as it's suspected that happened here in San Francisco? And we can identify the person who is connected to the Bolivian cocaine connection. So these are questions that need to be asked, and people should become very aware of them when they're either planning to fly, or have flown and are going to fly again, or are some of their family, our children, are going to fly. And also, of course, your taxes are paying for that airport. Among the forgotten spy cases and scandals, besides the Rosenbergs, was Aldrich James. He was a CIA operative, worked for them, and he got involved in a honeypot situation with a Cuban communist and turned over information. We don't know how many of our operatives and informants and sources abroad were compromised or even killed because of Aldrich James. There's the John Walker scandal. This is a U.S. Navy scandal. There were two active duty U.S. Navy people involved in this Walker family scandal. That was the son, Michael Walker, and a friend of John Walker who had access to classified information. This damaged naval communications is estimated at $1 billion. So none of these people. We also have another scandal, the Christopher Boyce scandal, and a movie was made of this, The Falcon and the Snowman. And, of course, we have the Miller, an FBI counterintelligence specialist, a Roman Catholic, had some major problems. But because we don't have capital punishment, none of these people suffered the fate that if they were working for the KGB, they would have got a bullet in the back of their head. Now, in England, we had the homosexual scandals. involving the Soviets and MI5 people and a British naval captain named John Vassal. There were the infamous Philby, Burgess, and McLean and Blunt scandals. For years, these people were closet communists and were spying for Stalin and the Soviet KGB, or NKVD as it was called. Now, because of the growing number of these bicycle collisions with pedestrians or bicyclists who cause the death of pedestrians, and even the one case in Georgia where a woman, this bicyclist had violated the rules of the road, and this woman who was driving swerved to avoid hitting him, and in doing so, and avoid hitting him, she was killed because of this kid. We have a study from the state of New York. Hunter College did a study of the number of admissions to the emergency room of hospitals throughout the state of New York, that the number of these admissions that were related are caused by collisions with bicyclists, and these are pedestrians, they're not talking about cars, and there were over 1,000. Because of the two deaths here in San Francisco and what's not been reported in the news, I was knocked down by a bicyclist. We've had bicyclists not only bicycling the wrong way, defying the rules of the road, but also running down, endangering people who are walking with their dogs, knocking down other seniors and pedestrians, going through red lights. I just had one this morning. And, of course, this notorious Boucheret scandal, where this software executive and yuppie from New Jersey ran down this 70-year-old senior citizen, and we've yet to hear an apology from this guy. He got 1,000 hours of community service, but he's also given his name to reckless bicycling, Boucheret. It's a bicyclist who's reckless driving, who's reckless bicycling, injures or kills a pedestrian, or is responsible for killing a pedestrian. Now, we have also brought up these infamous trials and incidents in the state of Florida. The first one of interest, and I got the documents from the former Janet Reno, who was district attorney down in, I think, Dade County. It was the DeSillers case, Marie DeSillers. Her son needed a liver transplant, and even President Reagan donated money to this foundation that she had set up. However, she ripped off the money, bought a BMW, jewelry, furs, and all that, and finally the state of Florida jumped on her and froze the assets. We had Casey Anthony, who a lot of controversy about killing her, the death of her child. She's supposed to be writing a book. I don't know if she's going to set up a foundation. Now we have the Trayvon Martin scandal, where his birth mother, who abandoned him, apparently, or kicked him out. We still haven't got the whole story, but it isn't what the black propagandists have put out as the truth. Anyway, she set up this foundation. So there's a question about the easy pickings and profiting from these type of tragedies. Now, since this is the anniversary of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima, we are going to, on Wednesday, we will have that interview. It's about 8 minutes of what was the effect on the animals in Japan after the atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. It's a very interesting interview, and it's a rarity. So we'll end with our usual politics and poker, and we'll be back Wednesday, and go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace
who's willing to lose.
Out of bounds, we should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say, neither one, I never even met him.
I say, when you got a pair of Jack, better.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrace.
Well, we'll be back Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas. Good night. Okay. Yeah.